Good evening.
I'm missing the last phrase.
So, I wasn't sure whether to jump into Pesach yet. It's making me a little bit nervous. It's making my wife a little bit nervous. So we decided it'll take one week, nothing to do. I shouldn't say nothing. Related to Pesach, but not knee deep yet in the halachas of Pesach. Bezus Hashem, Bli Neder, we will begin Pesach topics next week. And this topic, I wanted to discuss things that we've been discussing in the Parshios HaShavua recently, in the past number of weeks, as we've been discussing the erection of the Mishkan. But it also is somewhat linked, somewhat related to Pesach. Hopefully this year Pesach, if we have the zechus to be able to bring a Karbon Pesach. But it's an interesting topic in that you really see it's an area of halacha where you see the different aspects of halacha. You see the what we would call, I guess, the skula, the metaphysical things that people get nervous about, they converge with halacha. And you see how that affects different psak from different areas of the world, how seriously they take different concerns. And therefore, it's always important to realize where everything is. No matter what the halacha is, you have to understand the credence that is given to every in particular detail. It also happens to be something which may be relevant to people here, to our shul, people that daven in other shuls. There's something prevalent, bizman hazeh. That is the concept of a person davening in, or rather a person living on top of a shul. So I wanted to discuss that topic. It's something which is fairly prevalent, bizman hazeh, was fairly prevalent for a number of years already in Kol Yisrael. And it's not a simple shaila halacha l'maisa. So let's go through step by step. The sugya really begins in the Gemara Meseches Psachim Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us as follows. Amar Rav. Rav says, Gagin ve'aliyas, a person, the roof tops of the houses in Yerushalayim, lo niskadshu, do not have any status of holiness. We know that different types of kodshim, different types of foods had to be eaten in Yerushalayim, had to be eaten in areas where there is kedusha. So the question is, let's say I don't want to eat it on the floor, on the ground level. I wasn't zeicha to buy an apartment in Eretz Yisrael on the ground level. I was only zeicha to have the third story apartment. Or it's a beautiful night outside, so therefore I want to go and eat on the roof. So is that considered like I'm eating in a place which has Kedushas Yerushalayim or not? The Gemara over here tells us, no, you want to eat in a place. There are things you have to eat in places which have Kedushas Yerushalayim. It has to be on ground level. Anyone plan on buying an apartment in Eretz Yisrael? Buy on ground level. By the Mirtz Hashem, Beis HaMikdash will come, it will skyrocket the price. Because downright, you have to have on ground level to be able to eat the particular types of kachim. So the Gemara says, Gagin ve'aliyos, the roofs, the second floor, the attics, don't have status of Kedushas Yerushalayim. Eini, is this true, says the Gemara? V'homer Rav Mishum Rebchia Kizesa Pizcha V'halila Pocket Igra. They used to eat the Kizayis of the Karban Pesach on the roof. So you see they're allowed to eat the Kodshim on the roof. My Lav the Ochli Be'igra V'ami Be'igra. Didn't it mean that they actually ate the Karban Pesach on the roof? Says the Gemara, Loi, nah, they didn't eat the Karban Pesach on the roof. They're not allowed to. The Achli Ba'ara, they added on the grain, they ate it on the ground level. V'amri Be'igra. And then when they went up to say Halal afterwards, they would do that on the rooftop. So that's our connection to Pesach, that Mirtz Hashem, we bring the Karban Pesach. So those people that have the ground floor in their apartments in Yerushalayim, they will have the top real estate, because that's the place where you have to eat the Karban Pesach. So from this Gemara, it seems clear that there is no Kedusha when it comes to Kedusha as Yerushalayim. There is no Kedusha above ground level, above the floor. Once you get to the attics, once you get to the roof, there's no Kedusha.
Only Yerushalayim or everywhere?
Presumably everywhere. That's the take a look
but
at the Gemara.
They always used to have it high up. They used to have the shuls were always on the second level. They were not downstairs.
What do you mean? What do you mean they were on the second level? What was there was a basement under the first floor? What was the first floor?
There was nothing on the first floor.
There was nothing on the first floor.
Right.
Okay, so we'll get there in a second. Let's finish the Gemara. Says the Gemara, "Eni v'hot nan im eftir nachar Pesach achikamim." Amar Rav Shlo Yakru mechabura lechabura. They couldn't go upstairs. You're telling me that they had the seder downstairs and then they went upstairs. You're not allowed to leave in the middle of the seder. Lo kasha kam b'shas achila kam b'shalo shas achila. No, you're not allowed to leave while they're still eating. But once you're finished eating at the seder, they went up to the roof and that's where they sang Hallel. Says the Gemara, Toshma, Aboshol Oimer, Aliyas, Beis Kotche Kotchim, Chamura, Mi Beis Kotche Kotchim. The roof of the Kodesh HaKadoshim had Kedusha, was Chamur, was even more Chamur than the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself. Because the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself, the Kohen Gadol would go in once a year. But the roof of Kotche Kotchim, they would only go on top once every 7 years, or maybe once every 50 years to do work, to do maintenance. So you see that the roof of Kotche Kotchim had more Kedusha than Kotche Kotchim itself. How could you tell me there's no Kedusha above ground level? We know that the roof of Kotche Kotchim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the roof on top had tremendous Kedusha. You weren't allowed to go there. So says the Gemara, skipping down a little, says the Gemara, second to last line, Mar Malkum 1, Amr of Yosef Mehechel Nekam Vinesiv Inish, Shiny Hechel Dechsiv Ayitin Dov Lishlom Vinoas Tavnes Ha'ulam, Vesbotav Esgnosav Aliyosev Echader. The Hechel is different. The Hechel is different. There's a special pasuk that tells us when it comes to the Hechel, when it comes to the Kodshev, the Beis HaMikdash, the inside of the Beis HaMikdash. So there, you're right, the roof had Kedusha. But anywhere else, no Kedusha. Kedusha only on the ground level. That's what the Gemara says. A Heichel has Kedusha even on the roof. Anything else in the world, Yerushalayim, any other Kedusha, it's only on ground level. So comes the Mordechai and says as follows. Comes the Mordechai in Mar Malkum 4 and he argues as follows. Well, someone asked me, says the Mordechai, they have a beautiful shul. And the upstairs, the attic, would be a fine place for a nice little loft, a nice apartment. And we have a guy who wants to live up there. Is there any problem with a guy moving in and living on top of a shul, right? Many shuls we could think of. There are people that live on top, right? The Rebbe lives on top and he comes down to daven. Is there any problem with that? So says the Mordechai, well, what's the question? We have to figure out, a person's not allowed to live in a shul. And you're not allowed to live on part of the shul either. So we have to figure out, does the roof of the shul have the status of a shul? Does the roof of a shul, is that considered to be a shul? Does that have Kedusha, says the Mordechai? Well, let's take a look at the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says that we just saw that the only thing that has Kedusha on the roof is the Beis HaMikdash. That would seem to indicate that a shul, the roof, doesn't have Kedusha. You're allowed to live, you're allowed to do whatever you want on top of a shul. That's what the Mordechai concludes. Then the Mordechai says, okay, maybe the shul's roof doesn't have any Kedusha, but there's another Gemara. There's another Gemara. The Gemara tells us, a Gemara we're all familiar with, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbos, that the shul has to be the highest place in the community. Part of the kavod, l'roimem, es shem Hashem, to hold the Rebbeinu Shem up in a lofty level, the shul, when the Jewish community is being built, and most many places in Eretz Yisrael, they follow this. When a Jewish community is being built, the tallest building has to be the shul. And says the Gemara, we see many buildings that are taller than the shul. Says the Gemara, no. You could have something which is built higher than the shul, but you just can't do anything in there. It could be something which is built lenoy, built for beauty, a tall house. But the top of the house is just erected for a beautiful, to have a beautiful image there, to have a beautiful structure. But they can't live up there. The problem is you can't have someone living in a place which is higher than the shul in the community. So says the Mordechai, I'm right that there's no Kedusha on the roof of a shul, just like there's no, because the only Kedusha in Beis HaMikdash. So you're right. Because there's no Kedusha, therefore there's no problem living on Mitzad Kedusha. But what happened to the Gemara that tells us that you're not allowed to live on a higher level than the shul in that community? Says the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Mar Malkum 3. The Amar Rava Bar Mechasya Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya Amar Rav. Kol ir shegagosea gevoa mebeis haknesu l'soiv charva. Any city where the roofs of the homes, of the buildings are higher then the roof of the shul, it's going to be destroyed. Shenamar l'raymim is beis elokeinu, l'hamid es charava. Ve'hani mili, says the Gemara, bibatim, only with homes. It's not a problem to build a structure which is taller than a shul. The problem is that you can't build a home which is higher than a shul. So it's a problem to build, even if it wasn't in the same building as a shul. You can't build a skyscraper with 20 floors of apartments if the shul only is 2 floors. That's usur. So says the Mordechai, you're right that there's no kedusha on the roof of a shul, and therefore there shouldn't be a problem to live on top of a shul. But still, there's a problem to live on top of a shul because that means there's someone in the city who's living on a higher altitude than the shul, and you can't live higher than the shul. Your home can be higher than the Beis HaKnesses. So we've just explained that there are two concerns when it comes to living on top of a shul. One concern, or having someone live on top of a shul, one concern is that maybe the shul's roof has kedusha. And we said it doesn't have kedusha because only the Beis HaMikdash has kedusha. The second concern is, how can we have someone living higher than the Rebbeinu Shlomo's house? Your house is higher than the Rebbeinu Shlomo's house? And says the Mordechai, because of that, I'm not sure if a person's allowed to live on top of a house. Let's see the Mordechai inside, because this is the main source for this entire shir. Says the Mordechai, Mar Malkum 4. Says the Mordechai, we'll get to this. It's not so. This is halacha l'maisa this year, whether we know it or not. Says the Mordechai, Mar Malkum 4, Kol ir shegagoseha givoyim mi beis haKnesses. Any city where the roofs are higher than the shul, soif of the charev, such a city will be destroyed. Kosav bismag dafka biyameim shahayu mishtam shenala gagos. That's only in their days when they actually used the roofs. Kosav Rabbeinu Meir, Eini Yodeya Isser Gomer Lishtamish Beliyah. I don't know that there's any clear Isser to use the roof of a shul. Shalgav Beis HaKnesses, Kemoshe Kasavtem, Dafilu Gagim Valiyas Dazar Loinis Katshu, because we concluded that only the roof of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, of the Beis HaMikdash, is Kodesh. But any other roof of a shul of the Zara is not Kodeshim. So there's no problem with living on a roof. But to do something there which is a genai, kigon lishkav sham, to sleep there on top of a shul, midamrina perek amisha, that's also why because sleep in a shul, right? Sleep at the Purim youth event, they gave out to the kids pillows. I said my shiurim would be a lot more popular if I gave out pillows to people. So you're not allowed to sleep on top of you're not allowed to sleep on top of a shul because, not because there's kedusha there. Not because there's kedusha, but because you're not allowed to live. The shul has to be the highest living place in the shul, in the community. The shul has to be the highest building. You're going to build your apartment on a higher level than the shul. Even if it wasn't in the building of the shul, that would be a problem. Says the Rav Mordechai, you're not allowed to go on the roof of the shul and do a tashmish shel genai. Doesn't mean you're not allowed to go on there. It doesn't have kedusha, so you're allowed to go up there. But to go and lie down, to take a sun bath on the roof of a shul, that's inappropriate. So Mordechai says, it doesn't have kedusha, but no tashmish al ganai. Now keep this in mind, because this will get very, very interesting soon. No tashmish al ganai. Then he goes a step further, says the Mordechai. He goes to the Gemara and Shabbos that we saw.
So can a married couple can't?
So we'll see. Vishema, the second to last line, Mar Malkum 4. Vishema dami le aliyos heichol sheniskadshu de mikdash ma'at. And then he says, you know what? And I'm not even convinced that you're allowed to do anything else. Because maybe our shuls are like dami to base on mikdash. After all, we call it a mikdash ma'at. So if we say our shuls are dami to base on mikdash, so not only is it usr because the shul has to be the highest place, it's usr because the roof has kedusha. Just like Beis HaMikdash roofs has kedusha, maybe our shul's like a Beis HaMikdash, and our shul, our roofs have kedusha. Yesh linog bo kedusha k'tzas, me'en kedushas heichol. So he's not sure. Maybe it's really usr medina because it has kedusha, and maybe it's usr because you're just not allowed to do something shel genat. He's not sure. But he says, finishes off, heichol d'aliyas heichol shen eskatsu, like we see in the Gemara Pesachim, v'afilo aliyas azara, loin eskatsu kikedushas azara gufa, mikomakom einogim behem minog bizay. So Mordechai says, I have a question as to whether the shul's roof is like the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm not sure it's not. It might actually be like the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, it has real kedusha. He says, let's put that aside. I'm not sure. I have a suffix. But even if it doesn't have that, still, and you want to tell me you're allowed to go on the roof and do what you have to do, but you're still not allowed to do a minhag bizayon. To go onto the roof and to do something which is shel ganai for sure, but even anything which is minhag bizayon on top of a shul, even if it doesn't have kedusha, you're not allowed to do it. Very important. He's not sure whether it's aser because it has kedusha, but even if there's no kedusha, he says a minhag bizayon is still aser. Comes, that is the halacha which is paskin in the Mordechai. I'm not sure if it has din of Beis HaMikdash, but if it even if it doesn't have din of Beis HaMikdash, it has the din of the Zara. And the din of the Zara is, even though it has no kedusha, you're going to do a minhag bizayon, you're going to take a sunbath on the roof of the Zara. Can you imagine such a thing? It's a bizayon. So our shul either has kedusha, our roofs of our shul has kedusha, and even if it doesn't have kedusha, certainly no minhag bizayon. This is the conclusion of the Mordechai.
But we don't know what constitutes.
We don't know what constitutes minhag bizayon. So comes the Moruk Tzia, and Moruk Tzia, who is Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, one of our favorite characters in the Shul, one of our favorite Mefarshim in the Shir. Yaakov Emdin in the Moruk Tzia comes to Mar Malkum 6 and he says, I don't know what the Mordechai is talking about. It's a Mefarshim Mishnah. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to do anything on top of a roof. Take a look at the Mishnah. Mishnah says in Meseches Megillah, Mar Malkum 5. Amr of Yehuda, Beis HaKnesset Shecharav Ein Masbidim B'Soichel. Even a destroyed shul, you can't make a hesped. Ve'ein Mafshilim B'Soichel Chavalim, you can't put ropes down into it. Ve'ein Parsin L'Soichel B'Tzudas, you can't trap animals in this destroyed Beis HaKnesset. Ve'ein Shoitchen Al Gagei Peros, and you can't dry fruit on the roof of a destroyed shul. It's not being used as a shul anymore. The structure and the roof still have kedusha, that you're not allowed to use it for your services. You can't do your laundry up there. You can't dry your fruit. Says Rav Yaakov Emdin, what's the Mordechai saying? I don't know if it has kedusha. Maybe it has kedusha. Maybe it doesn't have kedusha. You see clearly, even once it's destroyed, it has kedusha. You're not allowed to do what you have to do on it. You're not allowed to do what you need to do on the roof of the Beis HaKnesses. That's what the Mishnah says. Take a look at the strong Lashon, Mar Malkum 6 in the Moruk Tzion. Take a look at a strong Lashon of Yaakov Emdin. Mar Malkum 6. The second paragraph. Ve'od, vaday halakha miku pachasi. Sharei beferish shanino b'mishnah. What's the Mordechai talking about? It's a meferish a mishnah. You can't use the roof of a shul, even to dry your food. Afilu beis haknesses shecharav. Harei b'kedushasai. Vein shaitchen al gaga peiros. Harei sheyesh kedusha ba'aliyas beis haknesses afilu shecharav. Even if it was destroyed, the roof has kedusha. Take a look at this. Says Yaakov Emdin. Ubeli suffik. And I have no doubt. Ishtamite hach mishnah. That the Mordechai missed the Mishnah. The Mordechai is one of the G'dayli Rishonim. It's not a simple thing to say. He missed the Mishnah. V'suloi midei. He missed the Mishnah. It's a Mefarshim Mishnah. His whole suffix is clear. Comes the Tshuvas Chaim Sheol. Ben Ish Chai, Mar Malkum 7. And says, whoa, 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 whoa. We don't tell you about the Mordechai that he missed a Mishnah, right? These little kids in Cheder know Mishnayis Megillah. The Mordechai didn't miss a Mishnah. Take a look in the bold voice. V'im nafshach loymar says, Zoyis oshiv deyesh lechalek. You can't ask a question from the Mishnah Meseches Megillah on the Mordechai. Deyesh lechalek hecha deleka binyan al gabe beis haknesses. Raku gag beis haknesses. Pasha, the Mishnah Megillah is just saying you can't use the roof if it's an open roof. That's a bizayon. But let's say there's a house on top of the roof. Let's say there's a second story. That's not such a bizayon. So maybe that's what the Mordechai is asking. Yes, the Mishnah Megillah tells you you can't use an open roof. I can't go on the roof of the White Shul now and start to sunbathe. That's a bizayon. Everyone sees that he turned it into a beach. But let's say we build a second story and someone lives up there. So maybe that's not considered to be a bizayon, says the Chaim Shul. You can't bring a proof from the Mishnah Megillah. And look what he says. Take a look at the first line. Mar Malkum Sever. Od Hokshala Rav Murksiel Maram the Kosov the Beli Safik Dishtamite. Rav Yaakov Emden was confident that the Mordechai missed the Mishnah of the Perik Bnei Ir in Shoichan Agai Peres. Ulishrilon Marha Shaleachim Rosso Erez Barzel Al Khadme Ravoise Kamoi Rabbi Da Roshva Mordechai de Ime. You're gonna speak such poisonous words to say that the Mordechai missed a Mishnah? It's impossible. You want to know why I didn't bring a proof from the Mishnah? Because the Mordechai's question is, could you live in an apartment on top of a shul? That Mishnah is talking about it. If you have an open roof, it's obviously bizoyan to do whatever you have to do on top of a shul. So the Mordechai was talking about living on top of a shul. Person has an apartment on top of a shul. Is there a problem? And the Mordechai has a suffix. Maybe there's a real problem because there's kedusha to a shul, like there's kedusha to base the mikdash. But he says, even if there's no kedusha, still, a minhag bizoyan, a minog shel genai would certainly not be allowed. That's the shita of the Mordechai. The Rambam, however, has a different opinion. The Rambam was asked in his tshuvas a very similar question. Take a look at the tshuvas of the Rambam, Marmukim 9. She'ela v'yareinu bedaver beis aliyah. Someone lives has an apartment on top of a shul. Shal beis haknesses, and he has a store in that part of it. Ubo chanos v'cholek shal bal bayis me'ala heichal. Shebo sifrei Torah hamikdashin, and his room is on his store is on top of the shul. Hamutter lader b'zeh bayis. Is he allowed to live in this house? Ubazois achanos ulasois ba melacha v'zulasim in ha'eskin elav. Yoreinu hadaraso machayovin b'zeh uschara kafua. Please, Rambam, is this guy, does he have to move out? His apartment's on top of a shul. Zok the Rambam, Armokum 9. Hatshuva chayev hadar b'bayis liyishomer b'mokum shemeal ha'heichal. You have to move away from the place where the heichal. What's the heichal? They define the heichal, the place where the sifrei Torah are kept. The room that the Sifrei Torah are kept is the Heichal. You can't live on top of the Heichal. Lo Yishen, you can't sleep alav. Lo Yasel HaMalacha, you can't do your needs, your work. Ach Mutter Lo Lisasik B'Shar HaBayis K'mo Sheyirtze. But the rest of the house is open. So we have a very interesting machlokes here. The Rambam tells us that as long as you're not doing anything on top of the Aron Kodesh, you could do whatever you want. Nothing on top of the Aron Kodesh, the rest of the house is free. The Mordechai tells us he's not sure. He might think the whole house is aser, but even if the whole house is not aser me'ikar adina, for sure, a tashmish shel genai, tashmish shel bizayin, which we haven't defined yet, is for sure certainly going to be prohibited. A big nafkamina between the Rambam and the Mordechai. According to the Rambam, you just, as the poskim say, just get a bookcase or a dresser on top of where the Aron Kodesh is, and you're good to go. There's no problem whatsoever. But the Mordechai says, no, the whole house, you can't do anything, which is shel genai or shel bizayin. So how do we paskin? Take a look at the Beis Yosef, Marmukim 11. Says the Beis Yosef, Kosov Mordechai perakam de Shabbos, b'shem remeiru meir. Eini yodeya iser gamel ish tamish belia, shal gabi beis haknesesh, k'mosha kosov ri. Da'afilu gagin valiyas da'zara l'aris gachu. There's no real kedusha because only Beis HaMikdash has kedusha. Miyu yesh li zar mi li shtamisham tashmish kavua shel genai. Kigoyin lishkav sham. But you shouldn't do something shel genai, like to sleep there. That's a genai. You shouldn't do it. Umarik kasa b'simin kuf samach ala b'shem Mordechai. V'shem adoyim il aliyas heichol shenis gachu. Maybe it's even like the Beis HaMikdash. So we have a big machlokes. If someone asks you, am I allowed to live on top of a shul? So it's a machlokes Rambam and Mordechai. The Mordechai says you can't even sleep. Unless you don't do anything shel genai, you just sit and learn all day. You can't live there. You simply can't live there. According to the Rambam, as long as on top of Aron Kodesh, you have stuff which is, you're not doing anything, then you're good to live there. Machlokes Rambam and Mordechai. Yeah?
And the Kollel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Does someone live on top? Really? Interesting. Okay. So let's see. Comes the Darkei Moshe and saves the day. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nidbar. I did. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
You
okay.
Have a lot of cases, let's say, in Brooklyn and here, too.
Okay. What? Yes.
You have a lot of cases in Brooklyn and here, locally as well.
Yeah, yeah, tons of cases.
On top of shul, yeah?
Tons of cases.
He's learning.
So, says the Darkei Moshe as far, Marmukim 12. Vikosov Marivayo Bipsokov. Says the Marivayo. Misha yichad cheder lebeis haknesses. In mutter lishen lishkoiv olav. He's allowed to go to sleep on top of the shul. Veheishavdi, says the Marivail. Again, one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. Veheishavdi deshari. You're allowed. Why? The Mordechai said it's not allowed. Veheishavdi deshari. Why is it allowed? Da'afilu leman de'osar. Even the one like the Mordechai who says it's osar. Eino oyser eladavka beis haknesses habonei mitchilo lekach. It's only a shul which is built originally to be a shul. So if they constructed the shul mitchila to be a shul, then you're right. You can't live on the second floor according to the Mordechai. But even the Mordechai would agree that if the shul was originally built to be a house, and then they changed it into a shul, so then the roof doesn't have kedusha, and you're allowed to live on top of it. That's the chiddush of the Marivayo quoted by the Darkei Moshe. But you have to be very careful. What's the reasoning? Why should I distinguish between a shul which was originally built to be a shul and a structure which was originally built to be a house and then changed into a shul? Continues the Marivayo. Veishavti deshari da'afilu man da'osar eino oyser ela dafka beis ha'knesses ha'boni v'tchilachach. And how do I know dafka shul which was built mitchilachach? Dumya de heichal de maisi mine raya. Because the whole proof is from the heichal. And the heichal was built originally to be Beis HaMikdash. So therefore you could only prohibit things which are doimit to the heichal. Doimit to Beis HaMikdash. What's doimit to Beis HaMikdash? When you built it originally to be a shul. But if it was originally built to be a house and then you change it into a shul, that's not doimit to Beis HaMikdash. What's the clear, obvious inference from this? The Mordechai said two things. Don't forget. Be very careful when you read Rishonim. The Mordechai said two things. The Mordechai said, first of all, maybe it's like the Beis HaMikdash, maybe it's like the Heichal. And then he said, everything would be Aser. And then he said, and even if it's not like the Heichal, still Shel Bezoyin and Shel Genai would be Aser. So that means when the Marivayil comes and tells us that if the shul wasn't originally built to be a shul, it's not comparable to a heichal. And if it's not comparable to a heichal, it should be mutter. That's only from the isurim that would stem from kedusha. But the isurim which are usher anyway, even if it's not doimet a heichal, the isurim of minag bizayon, minag shel genai, should be usher even if it wasn't built originally for this. And the reason why I'm stressing this so much is because I believe somehow this slipped through. In the Paiskim, what we see is, and as I will show you shortly, the Paiskim seem to have adopted this kula of the Marivayo, that if it wasn't built for a shul originally, everything is mutter. But that's not what the Ramah is saying. What the Ramah is saying is that if it wasn't built originally for shul, that means there's no kedusha. And therefore, you don't treat it like the Beis HaMikdash. But still, what the Ramah said, that even if it's not like Beis HaMikdash, a Maisa Shel Genai, a Maisa Shel Bezoyan, it's not appropriate to do on top of the shul, that would still be also, I'm arguing, it would still be also to do that on top of a shul, even if it wasn't originally built for a shul.
If you built a shul with an apartment for a janitor or the super or what have you, you have a problem.
It would seem that unless we pass in like the Rambam, if we pass in like the Rambam, just build over the Aron Kodesh and you're good. But if we pass in like the Mordechai, like it seems like Beis Yosef is going in that direction. So first of all, it might have Kedusha's Beis Mikdash and similar Beis Mikdash. Even if it doesn't have Kedusha's Beis Mikdash because not Doimil Heichal, for whatever reason, still you wouldn't be able to do Minog Bizayon. And it's very likely that person living his everyday life, we'll discuss in a minute, is involved in doing Minhage Maisi Bizayon. And that would be a problem.
Two stories or side by side.
Very good. We'll see if we have time. We'll get to that also.
The Darkei Moshe quoting Mario the Vice doesn't hold of the Mordechai second teretz, obviously.
What do you mean?
The Darkei Moshe doesn't hold of it. It says Mutalishan Mishkavov. So that's a Tashmish Kavua Shel Gnai, and you're allowed to do it. So obviously he doesn't hold of. He's bringing the Mario Bill. So obviously he doesn't hold of that second shot of the. The Roman base style Kano. Why else is he bringing the Mario?
You're saying because you see Maisa Shel Genai itself, he would permit.
He is permitting it.
Eino also the Dafke base of Knesset Aboy Mitchil Vechach. Yeah. But my argument is, you're right. from the Marivayil himself, you see that, but the argument is that the Mordechai, what he's saying from the Mordechai is not true. Because the Mordechai assert even things that aren't like the Heichal.
Yeah, but who says the Ramah is passing like the Mordechai?
Okay, okay. Enochaname. The Marivayil is basing himself on the Mordechai. Right? The Maisimine Raya, the Mordechai, Perakam Shabbos. So let's see how the Shulchan Aruch paskins.
Let's see
how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Malkum 13. Yesh li zohar, halacha lemaisa. Yesh li zohar mi lishtamish ba'aliyah shal gabei beis ha-knesses. A person has to be careful not to do anything on a second floor on top of beis ha-knesses. Tashma shal kavua shal kanai. For sure something shal kanai. Could going lishkov sham, like to rest there. Vishar Tashmishim, the other Tashmishim, Yesh Listapik. I'm not sure. Why? I'm not sure if it's like Beis HaMikdash or not. Mamish L'Mordechai. In Mutl Shtamisham. V'haga, quotes the Ramah, V'chose, Dafka V'Beis HaKnesses Kavua. Only V'Beis HaKnesses Kavua, Shenivne Mitchila L'Kach, which was originally built for that. Avabaya Sheyichuda L'Acher, Shenivne V'Beis HaKnesses, Mutter Lishkavala. The Ramah says it's Mutter to lie on it, if it wasn't originally built for that. But anything else, if it was originally built for a shul, sounds like according to the Ramah, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can't do anything shel ginai. Mutter lishka v'lov, but only to sleep on it. Take a look at Shaar Tzim, Marmakam 18. Aval bishar tashmishe ginai, poshet afilu b'derech mikra aser. It's aser, dumya d'aliyah shel azara. V'after loynes gachu, mikom makom aser lishtamish sham tashmish shel ginai, kemoshe kosev amardachai. A tashmish shel ginai, says the Shaar Tzim, according to everyone, is aser. So according to the Rambam, you might have wiggle room. But according to the Mordechai, and according to the way it seems like the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you can't do on top of a shul, you can't do anything which is considered to be a tashmish shel ginai. Now what are the two things which are clearly would perhaps fall in the category of tashmish shel ginai, a regular person living, but going to the bathroom, and living ish v'ishta. So comes the Mishnah Brura. Says the Mishnah Brura, Mar Malkum 15. Sif Cotton Mem Aleph. Aval Baye Sheyichud, Venira de Kol Shekain and Bishoshim, Nivna Beis Akneses, Nivna Beis Dira Lamaila Mimenu, Deshari Lodur Sham. You could live there. Dezeb Bivade Lo Hukdosh Klalamala. Because it was originally built like that. Obviously, it didn't have Kedusha. Umi Kol Mokoim Lehishtame Sham Tashmeshu Megune. To do something Megune, Kit Meoid Kitinov. Like a person going to the bathroom, Chiyotze Bo. Nira de bechol gavne osir, it's osir. Alkein ein lasois klal beis akneses im yesh ba'adira shalemali menu dover meguna kezeh. Va'ayin shom shekosha shenenash bezeh harbe. Said you can't do anything meguna. In our homes, we don't have outhouses anymore. We have things which are dvar meguna. Says the Mishnah Berurah continues, U'mashem mina ga'oilim ba'yora shesoichem beis akneses lizman bibatim tachtim u'lamalihem beis dira. And why do I look around Radin and this, it seems like this is rampant, people living on top of beis akneses? Shematzli sham tinoikos u'davar mos, and you have dirty diapers and all sorts of things. Maybe just because it's temporary, the shul's just there temporarily, so they're not being choshesh. But for a shul to be in a place where upstairs there are little kids, dirty diapers, people going to the bathroom, can't do it. Aser gomer. Take a look at a fascinating Taz. The Mishnah Berurah basically quoted the Taz. A very famous Taz, Mar Malkum 14, the last line of the Taz. The Taz comes out. Take a look at second to last line of the Taz. Yesh l'mali menu dover mos. Like the Mishnah Berurah said, if you're doing something which is mos on top, b'shem arich b'melches tugar, yesh l'm beis dira b'esek nesu, b'vashi yinu gu b'knikiyas. Everything has to be clean. B'batim shalmala. Ani b'yaldusi, when I was younger, says the Taz. Hayisi dar b'krakow. I lived in Krakow in B'nai Beisi with my family b'beis midrashi. I had the beis medrash downstairs. Shahayi l'mayla m'beis ha-knesses. The beis shul was downstairs. I lived upstairs. V'enenashti harbe b'misas bonai v'talisi b'zeh. Says the Taz, my children died, and I understood that the reason that I had to suffer such pain was because I wasn't listening to this halacha. I was living on top of a beis haknesses. Now, obviously, the minute the Taz wrote this, it all of a sudden got a lot more serious for people than it did when the Shulchan Aruch wrote it. Shulchan Aruch wrote it, okay, the minute developed. The Taz says that I think I lost my children. This was the halacha that I think I was being lax in. So now people all of a sudden get scared.
Why does he think that? Does he have any?
I'm sure he wasn't a foolish person. I'm sure he did a cheshbon hanefesh, and he said, "What could this be?" And I will take his word for it that this was.
Going that far, yeah. Having a shul with the men's section downstairs and the women's section is upstairs,
mm-hmm.
and you have the kids upstairs with dirty diapers, and you got the bathrooms for the women. That's the same thing.
Perhaps that's the same thing. Perhaps that's the same thing. Yeah. Something to be careful about.
But
yeah.
Leave the kids.
He said, "Leave the women on Mazda."
The bathrooms are. That's where the bathrooms are. Yeah. Shul, that's not kedusha's base at Knesset.
No, he's saying if the bathrooms are on top of the kedusha of the top of the shul.
The bathrooms are
on the women's section. Upstairs.
Let's go a little weiter because we only have 4 minutes left. Says the so this is the halacha l'maisa. The Mishnah Berurah paskins, and the Taz says. This is what seems to me that this should be to have, even though you could be mekel to be shoychev, to sleep there, you could be mekel because it wasn't originally built for that. Okay, I'll be, give you that. But something which is a minug bizayon, something like going to the bathroom, most poskim say something like tashmish ben ish le ish, there was a minug bizayon. The Avinezer says, why is that a minug bizayon? It's not a minug bizayon at all. The Baruch Shalom, the Torah, Chazal say, hashchina shayre b'neim, it's not a minug bizayon. But certainly going to the bathroom is considered by all poskim to be a minug bizayon, and therefore it's something which bikviyah should be prevented from, dirty diapers, things like that, from being on top, on the second floor of a shul. The problem is, that we know that the minhag developed not like this. So where is there room to be mekel? So let's take a look, little bit of a survey of the modern day poskim and see how they deal with this very quickly. Says, let's start with a tshuva from the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner, Mar Malkum 24. Again, we're talking about already this generation, Bnei Brak. Take a look at how he approaches such a tshuva, Mar Malkum 24. Bahalachazu, I love the way he begins. This is just fascinating. You see, you always have to know what you're dealing with before you attack a shayla. Bahalachazu yesh tzad halacha v'tzad skula. I know the reason you're asking me the shayla. You're asking me, first of all, because there's halachic shayla. But you're also asking me, you heard what the Taz wrote. And you want to make sure that you're not putting yourself into the same situation, chalila v'chas, as the Taz. Yesh tzad halacha v'tzad skula. Hanogeya litzad halacha, halo mevur de imnivne meikara habayis dira lemaila dishari ladder. As long as it wasn't originally built to be a shul, it's mutter to live there. De lo hukdus tzad maila, umikol shekein shehisna mealeb ifne gimel shalo yochla makum dushas beis nef lo beis emedrish. We would argue to this Shevet Alevi, you're right that it's no Kedusha, you're allowed to live on the second floor. But what was the caveat that all the Poskim said? But you can't do something which is a minug bizayon. How do you plan on living in a place, Bizmanazeh, without knowing on top of a shul something minug bizayon? So let's continue. What does he say in Sif Beis? The afal pisha dayin haya mikom makom lochosh litzad haskula. Even though you're going to tell me, like the Taz said, that perhaps there's still something to be nervous about, that he got punished for this. Mikom makom hayosha kvoda hisna kanal. Vigam osa hafsaka ben gag makom tfila lekarka hadira. Like you said before, he's not living directly on top. He didn't build his apartment right on top. There's a space. He left the space of a few tfachim of airspace between the apartment and the ceiling of the shul. Vigam hecha hekta shal sefer Torah hu chutz l'shetach. And like what you were saying, that the sefer Torah are kept outside the building, so we don't have the problem of the Rambam. He says you could be mekel. So you see a fascinating thing over here. If you follow, what I'm trying to show is that if you would follow, right, you always have to, when you attack a shayla, you can't just look it up in the Mishnah Berurah. You always have to go mitchila v'atzoif. You have to start with the psukim, ideally. Go to Chazal, what the Gemara says. Go to the Rishonim. And you ultimately work down to the Paiskim. Then you understand the background. Here's one of the interesting times where if you do such a thing, and you go through the sugya naturally, you'll come to one conclusion. But here you have the Shevet Levi being mekel. He says, as long as you don't have the Rambam to be nervous about, and the Aron Kodesh is outside, nothing's on top of the Aron Kodesh. That's the first step. And in this case, they built something in between, so it's a little bit more mekel. But he says, you're allowed to live on top. And our question would be, the Mishnah Berurah clearly said, the Taz clearly said, but you're not allowed to do a minug bizayon. How are you going to manage not to do a minug bizayon in the entirety of your apartment on top of the shul? But that is the Shevet Alevi. The next shul is fascinating. You have time and your own to look at it. It's not so relevant, but I thought it was fascinating. So they came to a shul and they wanted to buy the, what's it called, the air rights? They wanted to buy the roof, the rights of the roof to put on telephone things and to put on stuff for the internet. And he said, he asked the Sheva Levi, that was the internet. Sorry, telephone poles, right? Kosher telephone poles. And he asked, they asked him, are we allowed to rent out the roof of the shul? So that's an interesting shaila, because they're not doing anything shel ganai. But he said, maybe that itself is a shel ganai. You're it's now using, it's befarhesia, it's like drying your fruit on top. We said it's certainly usher, so he's not sure. Take a look at Ravad Yosef. Ravad Yosef has it easy over here. Why? Because the Rambam told us that it's 100% okay, as long as you're not doing anything on top of the Aron Kodesh. Says Ravad Yosef, Marmokum 26, Nishalti oyedais toishvei shchuna. They bought certain people in a certain neighborhood, Shekonu Dira Bibinya and Rav, Koimas, many, many floors. The Asula Base Knesses, they made it into Shul. Shishamash Toishve Ashkuna, so for the community. The Hadayorim Shagarim Bekoima Shemeal Base Knesses, all of a sudden you bought your apartment in Eretz Yisrael, you bought it from the drafts. You bought it right before the building even existed. You're very excited about your second floor, beautiful apartment. All of a sudden you get to Eretz Yisrael, you see, guess what's right under you? A Shul. And then you remember this Taz, what the Taz said. All of a sudden, your beautiful home that you were going to retire to, you're not even sure if you could sleep there for one night. So he called Ravad Yosef, what am I supposed to do? They put a shul downstairs. So what does he say? They're charedim l'dvar Hashem. They're nervous about this Taz. Nashim lisho. Higiyim rashayim l'dvar Hashem. Do I have to move out of my apartment now? O yesh k'peid v'davar. So if davar akol nishva sheyesh lahatir. Ravad Yosef says you could be mekel. Lader b'koyma sheh me'al beis knesses ulishka v'lishav that you could sleep there and rest there b'chol hashetach me'al beis knesses ubevad shelo yishamti b'shetach asher me'al beis knesses leheichal sheyesh bo sevitar. You just can't do anything on top of the Aron Kodesh. Put a dresser there. Put something there that no one will ever be doing anything on top.
You have a hotel
with a shul, or are you saying they bring a?
No, well, for Pesach they make a shul in one of the rooms in the hotel. One of the ground floor rooms of the hotel.
Okay. Let's discuss this for a minute. Yeah. Let's discuss this for a minute. We have to make a clear distinction. The Mordechai and those of us who are Ashkenazim in the room are concerned about Kedusha's basic Knesses, regardless of the Sifrei Torah. The shul's roof itself is a roof of a shul. You can't do anything on top of it, or at least anything shall bizayah. So in this case, probably doesn't have Kedusha of a shul. It's just a room in a hotel. But the Rambam was concerned about doing... What?
They
have a real shul there. Okay, so we'll discuss that in a second. But any place where they have a Sefer Torah there, even someone's private home sometimes, you have a Sefer Torah downstairs, and you're not supposed to be doing anything. Again, the Rav Moshe Sternbach does write that doesn't have the din of a real Aron Kodesh, but it's a Chiddush. It's very, very, I think, very easy, someone could argue, that wherever someone keeps a Sefer Torah in their house, you have to be careful what's going on upstairs in that house. And I've seen many homes where they're not careful about this. They simply don't know. If you have a Sefer Torah in the house, it's not a simple thing. You have to make sure, you have to know what's going on right directly on top. For all you know, you could have a bathroom on top over there. That's mamish against what the Rambam's talking.
We had a shiur here about the halakhos of the bathroom today. It might not be the same
yes.
as the bathroom then.
True, but we could argue this. For this halakha, I think would be the same. Because for this halakha, that halacha is just how dirty the bathroom is. Over here, at the time of where a person's going to the bathroom, he's on top of an Aron Kodesh. So I think it would still be something. Again, there is what to be mekel on, but I'm just saying, if a person's going to have a Sefer Torah in his house, and you're going to keep it there, so why be mekel? Put it in a place of where it's under a dresser or something, where a person's not doing it. So we have two basic shittas over here. Let me just clarify, because we're going to come to one tremendous, tremendous chumrah, tremendous kula, a tremendous, tremendous kula, which is going to really turn everything on its head, and I want you to think about this over Shabbos. I think it's a fascinating idea, and it's something worthwhile thinking about. But until now, I just want to make sure everyone's on the same page. We have a machlokes between the Rambam and the Mordechai. The Rambam holds that you just can't do anything on top of the Aron Kodesh. If it's not on top of the Aron Kodesh, you're fine. The Mordechai says, no, on the top of the entire shul, you can't do anything. But if they built it originally, the shul wasn't supposed to be a shul, it was supposed to be a house, so then it's fine. But still, on top of the whole shul, no minag bizayon, no nothing which is considered to be shel ganai, which may run into problems for people that are living there year-round, living a regular family life there.
They build many, many apartment houses in Israel, Florida, here too. They build them with a shul. It's built by a...
So what you're asking is, I think, in the short of your question is, Poik Chazi, Mayom Abai, look what's going on outside. So there are two. No one's listening to this, right? And you should just happen to. You should just know. I know a rav in a certain community that had terrible tzaras, and we're not talking about like a chassidish person over here, who's like running to for schools or not at all. A litvish rav, and he had terrible like all at once. He became a rav of a certain shul in his basement, and he had terrible tzaras. And he went to Eretz Yisrael. He asked a few of the gedolim, and they told him move out of the shul. He built a beautiful shul in his basement, not used. They moved in a trailer outside. So it's still something people consider. But you're right. You look around, ruba de ruba of the world is not knowing this. So why not? So there are basically two. I'd say it's basically one basic approach, and it's something very, very. It's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Particularly not because sometimes you have a tremendous chiddush in theory. Person comes up with a brilliant idea, brilliant kula. Okay, it's very, you could discuss it. Here, what we're arguing is that the entire world is acting based on something which is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush which you would not come onto. So let's just spell it out. Take comes from Moshe Sternbach. Moshe Sternbach in Maromakum 28, and he asks this question. He says, "I don't understand. You go through the sugya like we did here tonight." And you just come to the conclusion that you shouldn't be living on top of a shul, a particular Ashkenazim. And you see, throughout all of Klal Yisrael, this is just not the minhag. V'nire tamadover, second paragraph. Shekedushas beis hakneses. This will have such wide-ranging ramifications. It's endless. Shekedushas beis hakneses ke'ein beis hamikdash. The reason why we have kedushas beis hakneses is because our beis hakneses is like a small beis hamikdash. Ve'oila ad lemala b'shamayim, and it goes all the way up that kedusha until shamayim. V'lachein ma'ila gedolah tefilas eskabla, and the reason why it's so important to daven in a shul is because our shuls have that kedusha. It's like an easy access to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, because we have this kedusha which sanctifies our shul. It's like kedushas beis hamikdash, and that's what gives our shul this element of kabbalas atfilas akidekach, that even if you don't have a minyan, where do you go to daven? You daven in shul, says the Gemara. Why? Because you have kabbalas atfila in shul. Says Rav Moshe Sternbach, why do you have kabbalas atfila in shul? Because there's a kedusha of the shul. And that's why you're not allowed to eat in a shul. And that's why you're not allowed to talk in a shul. And that's why you're not allowed to do anything but daven and perhaps learn in a shul. Nothing at all. Because of the kedusha. And that's why you're not allowed to do anything on the roof of a shul. Because the kedusha is based on HaKnesses, which is doimed of the kedusha based on Mikdash. Says Rav Moshe Sternbach, but nowadays, we eat and drink in shul. We definitely talk in shul. We listen to lectures in shul. Sometimes we listen to speeches. Sometimes we watch a video in a shul. Says Rav Moshe Sternbach, our shuls no longer are shuls. We don't have kedushas beis haknesses. We don't have shuls, which is tremendous, tremendous ramifications. What does that mean? The extra mila of kabbalas hatfilas, because I'm in a place which is kadosh like kedushas beis hamikdash, we don't have it anymore. We don't build shuls like that because it's too hard for us to keep those standards. Take a look. Unbelievable. Omnam miroiv agolias, third paragraph. Nishtane hamatzev ubimiyuchad bipolin v'ungar. He blames the Polish and the Hungarians. Okay, you can take that up with him later. right. He's blaming them. He's from the Gra, obviously. As Ubizman, yeah. Ubizman ha'achra in Gambi, Europe of America. Rabu bate tefila. We have a shtibol every block, right? Who walks two blocks anymore to shul? But you can't imagine such a thing. Shekol kvutzu kvutzis chazku lavoizasu. Everyone has their own shul and my own minion. I can't go there. There's already 30 people daven there. How could I daven there? Yisbaruch Hashanim tzoyim yachad dafka v'yichdu eza cheder letfilu v'toira. They're not making a shul. They're making a room where they daven. V'lo nagu k'beis hakneses. It doesn't have the din of a beis hakneses. V'lo karu l'sham beis hakneses. Or beis hamedrash. Not even a beis hamedrash. What do they call it? A shtibol. They call it a shtibol. V'chaser ma'ilas hamakim. It doesn't have kedushas beis hakneses. Avo mikol makim k'mishem mechavn l'shamayim b'chol makim. He says, your tefils will still be answered, but it certainly doesn't have that added element that the Gemara in Bracha says, that it goes right up. It's not kedushas beis. You don't treat it with kedushas beis hakneses. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Either it's a basic Knesset and you treat it like a basic Knesset, or it's not a basic Knesset and therefore you don't treat it like basic Knesset. It's fine, but you're davening in a place which is not a basic Knesset. He says, so don't worry if you're living on top of a shul, because guess what? You're not living on top of a shul. You're living on top of a davening room. Can you imagine such a thing? It's a very depressing tshuva. It's a tshuva which I don't know any other way out to explain the minhag ha'olam. So that's what I mean, it's a tremendous chiddush. You have a tremendous chiddush sometimes in halacha, a person flips everything on its head. Okay, but you could take it or leave it. Here he's saying, you want to know why the whole world is being knowing in a certain way? Because we don't have shuls anymore. Our kedusha is based on knesses. We don't have a base on knesses anymore. An unbelievable. Again, I'm not saying it's not true. It's just
He's giving rishus
to say that we don't have shuls anymore. This is what we do. We don't have shuls. We have shtiblach. And take
that,
a look.
That goes to the white shul too, or any temple. And in other words,
he goes later in the tshuva.
The shtibel is a shtibel, but this is not.
We have four shtibel.
A shul that's true. But I mean, if you go to, I don't know, like whatever. A shul that's built.
The white shtibel.
Quote, unquote. Let me quote for you. He's nervous about people like you. And he said, and I know some people are going to say, you know what? I'd rather have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. And I want to build a real shul. Why should we sacrifice it? He says, don't do it. Vinira, last paragraph on page 5. Vinira shekol hamachmir bazeh. Someone tries to be machmir. Umeinei leispal shama. Soifel lahokel shemeinei kinas rabban leispal. What's going to end up happening? You're not allowed to talk here. I'm not coming to the shul. You're not allowed to have speeches here. You're not allowed to do what you want. You're not allowed to drink here. I'm not coming to the shul. I'm going to the shul where you're allowed to talk. And I don't have to be nervous about being punished for talking. You're going to stop people from coming to shul. He says, don't do it. Don't do it nowadays. This is what seems to be argued. We don't have. It's an unbelievable thing. Kedusha is based on Knesses. Take a look at the Divrei Chaim. Obviously, was many years before Rav Moshe Sternbach, but almost says the same thing. But in particular, with regard to Chassidus Shtiblach, sounds like Rav Moshe Sternbach is extending it across the gamut of Kol Yisrael. Take a look at the Divrei Chaim, our Makom 29. With this, we'll end. Tshuva asked a very similar question. Hinei davar zanira b'pshitas da'abati midrashim shel tzadikei hadar. The Chassidus Rebbes that have a base medrash, shemiyachtim b'basim. You want to know how they live upstairs? Ein lahem din base hamedrash. You call that a base hamedrash? Liyo yisalav kedusha as base haknesses? No way. Shei anu rayim shemishtam shebo dvarim shein rishayim lishtam shebeish medrash. Do you see? They have a kiddush in the middle of shul. They have a malat. They have a shal shudis in the middle of shul. You're not allowed to do that in a base haknesses. So how does the whole world have kiddush in the middle of shul? Says Rosh Hashanah, obviously you don't hold it to shul. So you can't say it's a shul when I daven there, but it's not a shul when on Tisha B'Av they're showing the videos there. It's either a shul or it's not a shul. So obviously, by our actions, we are showing that we never meant for this to have Kedusha Beis Knesses, which is fine, which makes it easier for us the rest of the year. But unfortunately, it means that we don't have a place to daven with Kedusha Beis Knesses. And now that might be a reality because of the golus that we're in. But it's just something fascinating to ponder, something interesting to think of it. Is that really the case? That if we would have Kedusha as Beis HaKnesses, then there would be no such thing as living on top of the shul. And why is it so prevalent that people live on top of the shul? It's because, Bizman Hazeh, our shuls, perhaps, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, don't have the full Kedusha as Beis HaKnesses. Thank you all for coming. Bezat Hashem, I'll see you next week.